need.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. Patriots and obedient vassals, it's time for your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Runs With Scissors Kohaz, and it is my succinct pleasure to be spending this Saturday night, like every Saturday night, with all y'all. So hope all has been well with you. Hope your victory gardens are doing well. Yes, that's right. I am going to hound you every single week. I think the most, as my grandfather said, the most rebellious thing you can do to government is to be able to feed yourself. So I hope at least chip away at it. All right. Don't be one of those people that say, I could never grow all this food that we consume in this household. Impossible. Just cast those thoughts aside and chip away at it. And grow whatever is the most productive, what you can do in your zone, whatever you can. Don't be afraid to grow in containers. You can grow a lot of food in containers, you know. But definitely start getting in the habit of not only feeding yourself, but as we press forward, okay, if there is a future for America, it has to include bringing our food much closer to where it is needed, where it is consumed, to grow as much. This makes sense from an economic point of view, from all angles, is that the most efficient, and it really is so organic, and it takes full advantage of free market economics, okay, is when all those things that you need most are as close to you as possible. Everything, whether it's food or things that are manufactured, it doesn't matter. What are your daily routine life assets, those things that you have to have to maintain your routine and your lifestyle, you've got to have that close. Food is one of those things. You should drive by your food on your way to work, on your way to on Lulu's house, whatever. We should be driving by our food. I don't know about most of some of you do. Obviously, there's going to be farms around somewhere, a few of them left. But, you know, back in the day, I remember so many times listening to my grandfather describe the way it was here in this area. And he was a native of not only the Northeast, but right here in Massachusetts. So, you know, it was all rolling hills and little gentlemen's farms. His father, my great-grandfather, had a great big dairy farm. And he was up, you know, before the sun. And he was out feeding cows. He didn't eat breakfast until the cows had been fed and milked. That's the way it worked on the farm, you see. Oh, man, they put in long hours. They had hundreds of head of cattle. Now, these are not big flat ranges like we see on TV. These were all the rolling hills of Massachusetts. Now, we don't have anywhere near the food that we need. We used to run around the world claiming to be the breadbasket of the world. Remember that? Haven't heard that in a while, have you? Good long time. It's been a while because we're a net importer of food. Oh, yeah. Doesn't that give you the warm and fuzzies? Knowing that if some other nations get pissed off at us, they can just stop sending food. It's like we found out with the antibiotics, 99% of them, 95% of antibiotics, I think with the exception of two different antibiotics, are made in China. Is it possible they might be angry at us at some point? Hell, not only could they cut off the supply, but they could taint it before they do. Imagine that. How's that for security in the warm and fuzzies, huh? We got to bring things much, much closer to home. Food is one of those things you have to have. You can't just wake up one day and decide, you know what, we spend an awful lot on food. Let's not do that anymore. Let's just not eat. We can't do it. And things that sustain us, food, water, you do not want many government fingerprints on. Tonight, a few things I wanted to talk about. Got a little hit list. The J6 footage. Yeah, you guys thought you were going to see all that, huh? Yeah, you thought they were just going to give it to you. Well, it's probably going to be a little more difficult than you would think. They leaked out a little bit, and that caused enough of an uproar. Imagine if the American people got to just simply dig right in, say, okay, this is the footage we got. All right, this is the case that we're building, and here's the evidence, so you can see it, and you'll know that we're in the right. We're doing the right thing. Sure. And as Americans, if they dug into this footage now, after the whole J6 committee, that whole farce, after all the lies that they went on record with, and they find out that they were, in fact, lies. The American people were flat-out lied to, their intelligence insulted. That all the evidence here, there was some bad things that happened, and people should be punished for the stupid things that they did, for the laws and crimes that they committed. I'm not suggesting everyone be off the hook. If you did something stupid, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. But to take a million people were there, and for elements of government to turn around and paint them as extremists and terrorists, and take those that treaded too far in their nation's capital and then put them in jail for years, decades in some cases, and just paint them all as radicals and enemies to for the whole nation, for the whole world to beware of. Don't you dare listen to those people that would question the election, those election deniers. Those radicals. Unbelievable. So if they saw that footage, they would revolt. They know that it would be one heck of a storm. The cat would be out of the bag. People have common sense. When you break and cut those tethers to their friggin' TV, just give them the proof, give them the evidence, give them the documents, give them what you have, show the receipts. You know, we're the people, we're the gears and the cogs of the machine that run the economy of this nation. We're the doers. We're the ones that build stuff. We're the ones that save lives in hospitals. We're the ones that, you know, we do everything. We're not dumb. Lay the information out there, let the whole world see it. And we'll see who the liars are. If you're right, then the evidence is going to say, yeah, all these people were bad actors. They were coming in as an insurrection to overthrow the government. And clearly the evidence shows that. But, you know, I don't think that's what the evidence is going to show. You got obscure people have done just for walking within the velvet ropes are being sentenced and put in prison. And Ray Epps, who was on video numerous times coaching people and pushing them in there, he wasn't arrested. He's not being sentenced. He got a free pass. He's being protected. I don't know. I wonder if it's got anything to do with his wife working for Dominion. You can't look too close at Ray Epps and his immediate surroundings without other questions coming up. What in the actual hell? But hey, no one seems to give a crap. I said this before. When they went around and scooped up these political prisoners, there should have been 10 million people at the Capitol the next day. And if that didn't work, 20 million. Yeah, I ain't going to beat up too much on France anymore. They're over there getting it done. Don't look in the mainstream media for updates on that. But the people are in the streets. Those bureaucrats and globalists are afraid their heads are going to roll right now. They're not the only nation either. And I said, if we're ever going to push back on the globalists, it's going to be on a global level. You know, don't everyone look at America. You know, we're the ones that they want to take down and disarm. They're offending and molesting all nations. And the people, those little populist, organic populist movements have got to erupt all around the world and push back on these globalists. As I've always said, 1,000 bee stings, 1,000 pinpricks. All right, don't let there be one head to cut off. This isn't about one movement or the name of a group or a little flag to go with the name of your group. This is not that. Screw that. That's all that sine wave and mamsy-pamsy stuff that they like us to do. You know, if we're busy at a street corner out there in the freezing cold waving a sign. You know, getting a honk from some people and the finger from the other. If that's all that you do, the government's happy with that. You're doing just what they want, leaving them alone. So, yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene decided it's too dangerous. Too dangerous to let all that footage out. And why is it dangerous? She said, because some of these people will be identified and doxxed. And, yeah, yep, that is possible. You know what? They probably already are, though. And so probably water under the bridge, actually. But what's dangerous about it, because she didn't elaborate much beyond the doxing example she gave, but what it is I said a moment ago, is the people would revolt. They would be so mad at what they saw that it would not be business as usual for Congress. It would not be business as usual for the Bidenista regime. They start to look more like France. So, way to go, GOP. Speaking of them, the Uniparty has robbed the piggy bank. If you've been keeping score for any length of time, know how the Fed works and know what big socialist, big government spenders the government is themselves, you knew this was all theater. They keep bumping up the debt ceiling every single time they hit their head on it. And now we got Congress critters. I heard one this last week or the week before. It was mind-numbing, the things that these people screech into a microphone. She had described it, how over and over again that government has, paid for Medicaid and Medicare and all these other things, that we generate these bills and we pay our bills. And then when we hit the debt ceiling, you know, we just increase it. You know, we have debate and we increase it, and that's just what we do. She referenced the debt ceiling. The ceiling, it's a maximum, it's a cap. As just routine, you know, we get together, we talk about it and bump it up again. Oh, do we really? So, I mean, is it really a debt ceiling at all? You know, these people have lost their minds. That debt ceiling was put in place because we, the people, at some point in the past, I'm sure you all forgot about it, but there was a point where we just said, you know what, you know, we've been crunching the numbers along with you, and we can't shoulder this debt. You're spending more than we're taking in. NAFTA's not going so well. And we said, that's it. This is your cap on spending. This can't go just be a big blank check. This is your cap. And sure enough, and through both administrations, like I said, the Uniparty, they're playing a little ping pong here with your dollars, and they keep bumping the ceiling up. Both of them. It takes both parties to do that, you know. So they're both pushing the debt ceiling up together, and they just did it again. all the same theatrics. If you want to go back and find old news footage of the propaganda that they used to slather all over the place, they said the same things. Oh, those horrible Republicans, they hate teachers and they hate old people and all the usual things that tug at your heartstrings. And then later, only later, do they look in and say, do we really need to know how a katydid reproduces or can it reproduce in zero gravity in outer space? Should we be spending millions of dollars on that? And you would not believe some of the things that they've spent your money on. So, yeah, we say this is a cap, and they just ignore it. And it's all theater. I am among those that said this is going to pass. The Bidenista regime is going to get most everything it wanted, and he did. He did. Agenda 2030, here we come. Oh, yes, indeed, here we come. In McCarthy, he's everything we were afraid he'd be. He's a limp noodle. And I don't think there's enough real conservatives, let alone constitutionalists, that exist in Congress to be able to alter things. The momentum's and then you have idiots like Lindsey Graham and others, flat out traitors to the country. You ain't going to get any help from them. So yeah, that good old Republican Party, they're going to save us, huh? Is that what y'all think? Let's say your Donald Trump gets elected as president. Do you think Trump and that Congress, that GOP, is going to save you? Is that what I'm to understand? Again, no. You've got a role in this. Don't listen to that crap as government will handle it. Don't listen to Q and say the White Hat's got it. You've got a role in this. All right, the people of France, a nation known for waving the white flag in surrender, are in the streets leading the way right now. So way to go. Way to go. I don't know. The Texas Rangers showed a little bit of backbone this week. The Los Angeles Dodgers, as part of this whole Pride Month nonsense that's going on, they invited a group called the Satanic Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to, their big event at their home field. And, all the other blather that was all over advertising and whatnot is more than Texas Rangers could handle. And they've simply decided not to participate in the madness, that they just play baseball. And I kind of like that. So, hat tip to the Texas Rangers. But speaking of which, I want to announce, and I hope you participate with me, all right, Pride Month, they get a whole month to go on display and spend a lot of money doing whatever it is that they do in public, in trying to entice everyone to accept that, or better yet, be that. Pride Month, more than Veterans Day or Memorial Day, they get a whole month. Well, I want to take advantage of this in some way. It has been putrefying as this warmed up to June 1st. But I would like to also tag right along in parallel, in tandem with Pride Month. I would love to launch and invite you to join me, because I've already started, is Groomer Awareness Month. Groomer Awareness Month, yes. That's what I'd like you to do. Every single time you see that rainbow, all right, we'll get right after the, we got a break coming up. I want to make sure I expound on that. You stay with us. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us. Share.
You're alone, a man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
There we go. I was hearing things. Anyways, we got to push back. It's like when bad legislation comes out, and I mean horrendous stuff. Yes, you got to go out and you got to fight that. You got to educate people on why it's bad, how it interferes with your rights, your property, whatever. You got to explain that. That's one avenue of fighting a bill. But at the same time, politics being what it is, whatever party put forward such a heinous bill, is all they're doing is pushing on that, pushing on that, pushing on that. Like I said, 1,000 pinpricks divide their attention and resources. And quite often, another strategy is to come out with a politically polar, a completely opposite extreme from the other way that is exactly the opposite. Whatever Bill A is trying to do, Bill B is doing the exact opposite. Now their attention is divided. They've got to not only push one, but they've got to stop one. They've got to stop people from gravitating towards that, and it divides them. The same thing goes with this. if we just sit there and tolerate and be force-fed and have choked down your throat all this gender nonsense, and they got a whole month now, they're just going to beat you over the head with it. You go to my Twitter channel, and I can't help myself. Every single time I see one of them that post that crap and it comes through my newsfeed, I turn right around and I post my my groomer awareness month. All right, I tell people be vigilant, homeschool, and the moment the gender crap comes out in the rainbow vomitous nonsense comes out, boycott them. Vote with your dollars. Withdraw your support. Do it immediately and make it sting. It's working. You can see when it works. People are finally disgusted. In a couple of, you know, look at Bush Beer, Target. This is just happening because people couldn't stand it anymore. It was not an organized effort at all. It just happened. Well, let it catch fire. Do not accept this anywhere in your society. It is nothing. Sexual anything does not belong in public. These are things that you do in your bedroom that's private and nobody's business. All right. I got a caller on, so we're going to go to caller right now. Andy from Texas. How are you tonight, Andy?
Boy, can you hear me, dude?
Loud and clear.
All right, so, no, listen, you make some very valid points, but this is the life we didn't choose. You didn't choose to live this life. I didn't choose to live this life. We were born into a situation in which we had to endure. We had to find our way through this little world and stuff. And so this is what's so simply amazing to me, is that we're allowing ourselves to be controlled by people who, oh, okay, we discovered in our life when we were born here, we found out money is everything, right? And so these people got all the money now. You know, after 1971 and Nixon took us the rest of the way off the gold standard, everything was fiat. And now money is just flying everywhere. And look around, people. There's money everywhere. If you want some money from the government, they'll give it to you. You know why? Because they're just flipping, printing it sideways. It doesn't matter anymore.
The big contraction that's about to happen is that, you know, a combination of fiat currency being at play here, because then bubbles can be formed. It's like a turkey fluffing its feathers, looking larger than life. All right? Yes. What the people need, because this is a key thing, this is macroeconomics, is consumer-driven, supply and demand. What is the demand by the consumers, we the people? What do we value? All right, we may not value, great big skyscrapers and you know, business offices and whatnot, but someone else might. But what is going to be the organic consumer demand? The majority of us, the we the people part, what do we need daily, weekly in our lives? Those are the assets that matter. And everything out beyond that is part of the bubble. Now, some bubbles, you know, they form in like construction companies. When the people have demand for single-family homes, you're going to find companies that are excavating companies that have bulldozers and excavators. You're going to find other companies that do framing and roofing. And organically, those bigger businesses, those beyond the individual.
I love this bumper music.
Podcast Network.
Last time I saw you. You had tears in your eyes. You lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Be a quick break. We were talking about some economics with Andy from Texas, and before the break came in, I was trying to emphasize how there's all kinds of bubbles out there. Some of them are intuitive, that are connected to market signals, to signals directly from the consumers, and businesses are building around that. And then there are others that are from the top down, like the Green New Deal. Like almost anything from the Democrat Party who's been taken over by the communist progressives. All right, they think of business. You know, they say we created bazillions of new jobs. Well, 87,000 IRS agents is not job creation. An army of contact tracers is not job creation. And buried in that debt ceiling increase, the engineered from the top down greenness. You will be a green business or you will not be a business. We're good and screwed is the market signals are completely skewed, almost a complete disconnection from the consumers, almost. We got to get back to that. And when we do, when it shrinks down, there's going to be a massive shrinkage. This is where a lot of the bureaucracy goes away. Those support mechanisms, the same way the UN will work with a land trust from your town to take your private property rights. It's amazing what's going on, but I kind of digress. Sorry, Andy. isn't that what's going to have to happen? There's going to be a huge contraction if we're going to get back to market signals driven by the consumer, i.e. we the people.
But Dave, if we think about this a little bit, all right, so what have they always done? The debt ceiling is always a scary money, right? It's always a scary money. They actually get it on TV and they broadcast it. These people are... Okay, so what happens if today, tomorrow, it's June 11th, whatever it is, their spot, what if they don't increase the debt limit, okay? We've never seen that. That's something new in America, but they've always scared us with it, and then they always pass something along the way, and then it just happens, and boom, we just keep moving on. Are they doing it this time?
I got good and pissed off, and I went and downloaded the federal budget, and I went through there, and I was able to save, and this is only in the... discretionary budget, all right? The non-discretionary budget, the mandatory budget, is much larger. Only out of the discretionary budget, I was able to cleave out $769 billion. And I never even got out, like I said, into non-discretional spending. I'll tell you right now, everything to do with diversity and equity and all that cultural engineering, that Marxist crap that they've been inculcating us with, instituting, all of that goes away. We can't afford that because we do have people that paid into Social Security was a contract with the government. All right, they paid in so that when they got old, you know, they wouldn't be a burden on society. Well, they looted them. They stole their money, the bastards. So, yeah, we got to make good with the contracts that we have here. But we don't need a diversity committee when we got Social Security problems. That I can tell you. There's a lot of facts, Andy.
Dave, this is where I have a problem, okay? So they want to increase the debt ceiling, and they always want to increase the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. But they're increasing the debt ceiling this time on a piece of paper that doesn't work anymore. Even the oil doesn't back it anymore. It's a idiocracy kind of... It's, you know, so we always got to keep going forward, and these people are trying to give us some sort of value in our money. And as long as the consumers will take the money, we can spend our money. The oil is gone. You know, OPEC said no. I don't know. We're not selling your money in dollars anymore. So
that's OPEC moment. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's what the cash for clunkers was. China wasn't taking buying our junk bonds. They wanted steel, and look what they did. You know, they're an economic machine over there, and we helped them in more ways than one. We hobbled ourselves and started buying electric cars. Because I remember, I've never owned a new car. You know, I can twist a wrench. I try to keep my old cars going as best I can. I was always buying parts and whatnot, secondhand from the boneyard or wherever. You know, I'll tell you, the price of used parts went through the roof. In the scarcity, sometimes couldn't even get them. If I owned a junkyard at that time, what they were paying per car, I'd be crushing them up and sending them out too.
Dave, one last question, and I'll get off and let you take another call. One last question. Where do you see society devolving to? We're going down to somewhere, because guess what? Industry's gone. Everything that we ever know, it could be gone in instantaneous moment, and the government has control of that. And they made sure they had control of that, because that's what they do. Look, we're monetized. We're not just monetized, but we're just an individual system evolving in this society. And these people own the society, so they can tell you and make you do what they want to do in the society. They are terrifying.
They don't own society.
To being who we are.
They make proclamations and things like that, but I would remind you that government is a figment of your imagination.
It really is.
It's like the dollar. It has value if you believe it has value, and we can trade and you buy and sell things with that understanding. But the moment you lose faith in the dollar, like is happening, it becomes worthless. And when you stop acknowledging a failed or, worse yet, an invalid government and just refuse to acknowledge them as such.
Yeah, but you know what, Dave? So I'll let you go with this because you're probably getting on a phone call. But I'll tell you this. I'm going to let you go with this. I always leave with a smile when I'm done talking with you. I always do. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for being part of my world.
Well, I'm glad to have you call in and check in there from Texas. Hope you guys don't get overrun. I know things are pretty unstable down there right now. But, you know, dig your heels in, brother.
Good to see you.
You know, good for your Texas Rangers, too, by the way. They're the only ones that didn't go vomiting rainbows on everybody this year. So good on them. All right. Thanks for the call, Andy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Have a good night. Yeah, that's something else. But, yeah, the free market, man, I'll tell you, it was a moment of brilliance when our founders put together what they did. When they matched us up, our individual liberties, to aspire to any level of greatness that we want. Some people don't want to be great. They don't want to be the top of the pig pile. Some people just aspire to have a family, to just, you know, be a guy in the neighborhood, to be a good father, a good husband, a good neighbor, you know, just to be a guy or a gal. And there's only two. All right? That's fine. In market signals, the things that those people need. And then when all of a sudden, wow, there's a lot of people that need, I don't care if it's putting horseshoes on your horse back in the day or a roof on your house now, someone's going to say, man, you know, I'm pretty good at doing that. I can swing a hammer. I could put a roof on. Let's start a business. And the business does well and the business grows. That's the way the free market economy works. And it works on so many levels, too. It's on whether there's a demand for things. I mean, is there a demand, for example, is there a demand for drag queens to be in our government schools performing in front of our children? All right? Because my experience is a bar or a nightclub or in every single city and town across this country. And drag queens have been performing there for years. Now, drag queens are nothing new. They've been doing that. It started out more as an entertainment, but it became more adult in nature as the perversion, you know, evolved. But now, with the argument that we're having, is not, you know, whether we're depriving children of an educational experience. The people that are pissed off are people who want access to children for this. They're angry that they're being told no access to our kids. That's what the squabble is about. It's not that the kids need it. It's that they want to push it. They will have it. The best thing you can do, and I've said this 1,000 times, folks, pull your kids out. If you are a parent and you have your kids trapped in the government school system right now, there's two categories of people, of parents that need to be thinking of this. There's two trains of thought. One is, you know, if you've got kids that are in the system right now, you are not going to change it overnight. You're not going to change it by next year, by the time they graduate. That's not going to happen. You will lose your child before then. Homeschool them. Pull them out. Find the resources around you. They are everywhere. Best kept secret, I'm telling you. You find those other homeschool parents wherever they are. And I'm telling you, the resources, the help you will get, that's your choice. If you've got a child stuck in the system now, that's really your only back door, is to homeschool them and get them out of that horrible environment. Secondly, the long term is to actually, it's reformative. You know, you got to reform this horrible institution and get it to the point where it's back serving the purpose that it was supposed to. All right, that's going to take many election cycles. You don't have that kind of time. But it does not mean that we shouldn't try. It's absolutely broken right now in a dangerous place for children. That much I'll give you. But, you know, you've got to either abolish the Department of Education and get the monkeys off your back, or pull your kid out. So short-term, homeschool them. Long-term, you know, chip away 1,000 pinpricks, folks. 1,000 pinpricks. Okay, we got another caller. I'm going to try to stay up on my callers this week. Tom from Utah. How are you tonight, Tom?
Hi, Dave.
How are you this evening?
You and Andy kind of touched on it, but isn't our money fiat?
Indeed it is.
So wouldn't the debt ceiling also be fiat?
Indeed it is.
So if I owe you $10 billion and I only can make maybe $500,000 a year, am I ever going to satisfy my debt to you?
You know what, to cut right to where I think you're going with this, is I think the government right now has just got their hand right in the piggy bank. They are going to spend and fortify themselves and their agendas using our money under the imagery and the guise of God knows what, whatever. I mean, viruses or economic collapse and defaults or whatever they want to scare us with. But I think they're going to spend like banshees right now, fortify themselves with the understanding that this whole house of cards is actually in mid-free fall right now. The banks are going under. The CBDC's there. Fed Now is in place. It seems like they're just kind of doing the last looting. And it's not to our benefit, again, is to fortify them and their agendas. But that's what I think is going to happen. They're going to spend us into oblivion, expecting the reset where, you know, everyone's debts are wiped out, but they're enslaved for the price.
And their collateral is gone.
Yeah.
It's the collateral thereafter. The pieces of paper, the fiat paper that I was even going to say, if I have a suitcase full of silver certificates, but a semi-trailer loaded with Federal Reserve notes, am I going to be able to benefit from either one of those?
I'd say you probably would stand a better chance with the silver certificates. But, you know, getting along that line, how much gold do you think the United States actually has in possession?
I have no idea, but I don't think it means anything anyway. Because in the end, you can't eat gold. You can't warm yourself. You can't clothe yourself with gold. I think there is a scripture that refers to the fact that in the last days, you'll not be able to purchase a bushel of wheat with a bushel of gold. Mm. So one of two things is fact. Either there's no wheat or nobody considers the gold as of any value. It's only intrinsic, right?
Yeah, I think the metaphor is to shift focus to the most important things in life are those that are the closest and sustain you. Not so much the ability to go out and purchase above and beyond what you have in your own atmosphere, you know what I mean? But, you know, gold it's been there throughout history, not just throughout the history in the United States, but throughout many civilizations have always looked at those few tangible metals as of value. But, you know, you're right, though, and I often preach that those things that are closest. That's really how I started out the show, is when it comes to what we need, we shouldn't have government force-feeding us down on us, telling us where to live and what we need and what we like. They should be organic signals sent into the free market world, and there's no voids there. There's no voids in a free market system. When there is a need, there is someone who is going to want to make some money from that. And making money is okay.
Yeah, I think if you...
Uh-oh,
there's a break.
Yep, stay with us. We'll have a quick break and wrap up on the other side. It's Red Pill Politics. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Got lightning inside me, son of a god. I'm like a titan that's rising on just your watch. I'm stepping into fate. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me. This is...
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
That was a quick hour, boy. We zipped right through that pretty good. Tom from Utah, final thoughts. You got 1 minute, and then I got to wrap it up.
Oh, we're already done? Well, I was just going to say, you know, in the end, a bushel full of tomatoes will be a lot more valuable than a bushel full of gold. And you could probably trade some tomatoes for some potatoes and all those things that you should be growing in buckets.
Yeah.
That's what exactly I encourage people to do the bucket gardening, because in the end, that will take care of you, whereas a bucket full of gold will not.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm more worried about what I've got growing out in my backyard than I am about pursuing the mighty dollar right now. And usually when I get that mighty dollar, it goes towards something I can grow in my backyard. So amen to that. Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. I can't believe we zipped through this whole hour quickly. But
time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, it does. It does. But I got to wrap up now. My main point is the one that I haven't even hit on yet, and I wanted to bang on it.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm going to suggest that each of you, from whatever state that you are in, type in your state name, Department of Agriculture. All right? Do this and start grooming through, because they've greased the skids. What John Kerry came out and said last week, this was just early signaling of some very, very bad things that are about to happen to agriculture across this entire country. I don't care where you are and what you're growing. You could be out in the Corn Belt. You could be growing cranberries over here in the cranberry capital of the world, which is right in Massachusetts, in Carver, Massachusetts. Look what's happened to the cranberry industry there. This is all going to get worse. It's going to get worse. All to reach net zero, I'm telling you, go to your state's Department of Agriculture and start poking around and bringing immediate pressure to your public servants, if you can call them that. And, all right, this is my assignment to you. Buddy up, find a farmer in your area closest to you, someone you can build a relationship with, begin purchasing from them, and let them know that you are there for support and rally support around them. I see the day coming. I see the day coming where some of the first people that we're going to have to defend is not the jackboots on my neighbor's door. It's probably going to be the farming community, because they're trying to starve you out. We're going to talk more about this going on. And don't forget, June is Groomer Awareness Month. Do not let that opportunity go by. Make sure to educate and let folks know what's to be tolerated in polite society. And what is child predation? This crap coming to an end. All right. As always, it's been my pleasure spending Saturday with all y'all. Please stop by redpillpolitics.tv. Get subscribed. Find us on Rumble. Get subscribed there. Leave a comment. Show the love. Share it around. All right. Love and appreciate y'all. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there. We'll see you next week.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't have handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.